All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, after 4 years as the head coach of the New York Jets, Todd Bowles' time with the franchise has come to an end. Now, in those 4 years with the Jets, Bowles had a record of 23-37, and he only had one winning season. You have to go back to, you know, his first campaign in 2015. The Jets went into week number 17 needing to win, and they would be guaranteed a playoff spot. And they failed miserably on the road versus the Buffalo Bills. And Bowles and the Jets never recovered from that. You go back to that Week 16 matchup that year with the New England Patriots. The Jets beat the Patriots at home, and they had all of the momentum going their way. But you go back to that contest versus Buffalo, quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick threw five interceptions, and the Jets never recovered. For me, I think one of the biggest mistakes during Todd Bowles' time as Jets head coach, and I don't put all of the blame on him, some of that definitely has to go to general manager Mike Maccagnan as well as ownership. They waited until the fourth year to get them a quarterback. They relied early on the likes of Geno Smith and Ryan Fitzpatrick, and it didn't pan out. You go back to this 2018 NFL draft, the Jets used the third overall pick on quarterback Sam Darnold. The youngster showed plenty of flashes this season, and you can see that he has the it factor, and it now is up to the Jets to try to build around him. But, you know, now that the Jets have shown Todd Bowles the door, who should be on their radar? You're going to hear a lot about the likes of former Green Bay Packers head coach Mike McCarthy, current Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh. Would the Jets be willing to back up the truck financially and pay Harbaugh and give him a say in personnel in the same aspect that John Gruden has at the Oakland Raiders in order to lure him from the University of Michigan? Another name to look out for is Pete Carmichael, the Saints offensive coordinator. He's been there for a while with head coach Sean Payton and, of course, Drew Brees. And the bottom line is you need somebody out there who is going to continue to develop and, you know, just progress Sam Darnold as a quarterback. But, you know, aside, you know, from finding the right head coach, the Jets have to draft. They've got to go out there between the draft and free agencies. They got to put playmakers around Darnold at the wide receiver position, at the running back position, and also at tight end. Like I said, they have an early draft pick. They're going to be picking third in each round throughout the NFL draft, and they've got to go out there and make a spark in free agency. You look at the likes of Le'Veon Bell, the Pittsburgh Steelers running back, who more than likely will be out there. The Jets need to go out there and get that impact type player. They need to go find themselves somebody at wide receiver if they are definitely going to compete in the AFC. Now, Jets CEO and president Chris Johnson, you know, has talked about, you know, accountability and wanting to make this team, you know, a contender. It starts now. This head coaching hire that the Jets are going to make right here has to be a slam dunk. You got to do something not only to get your fan base excited, but on top of that, you've got to get somebody out there that knows personnel. And not only knows the personnel, knows how to develop that talent. You know, who knew that when the Jets walked off of the field in January 2011 in the AFC Championship game when they lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers, that that would be their last postseason appearance? The Jets have not been back there since. And now Rex Ryan couldn't do it, you know, in the second half of his tenure. Todd Bowles could never get it done. And now this team has one of the longest current playoff droughts in the National Football League. So this next head coaching hire has to be a home run for the Jets. They've got to try to find a way to get back on track. They've got to get themselves respectability. And on top of that, they have to find a way to ignite this fan base. The people that follow the Jets in the New York City area are simply just itching for something to get behind this team. Darnold was a spark, but they've got to build off of that and find themselves a consistent contender. Because if the Jets miss out on this head coaching hire, and if they miss out in free agency this spring, and if they miss out and make the wrong pick with that third overall selection in the upcoming NFL draft, it is going to set this franchise back for at least another 5 years. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax season here, folks, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.